Hallelujah.
Father, this morning we're thankful for your wonderful presence, Jesus. Lord, we're glad this morning to feel you right here, Lord, in our midst, to feel the wonderful, precious Holy Ghost abiding. Oh God, for you said as thy Spirit covenanted with us, Lord, God, it remaineth among us. Hallelujah. God, as we feel the wonderful, precious Holy Ghost, Lord, this morning, we ask you to break every yoke, every bondage, oh God. Let truth, Lord, make these people free and make me free. Lord, let it heal us, Jesus. Oh God, to be health to our flesh. And oh God, eternal salvation to our spirits. Grant your blessings, God, this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. You love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. It's not the trials that you go through that counts. I said, that's not what counts. It's what kind of condition you're in after you go through the trial. The Bible said when you're tried, you receive the crown of life. If you overcome, God will try you, he will establish you, he'll make you patient, and you'll receive the crown of life when you're tried if you overcome. So, just endure it patiently, and God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. When Moses went up on the mountain, God blessed him, poured out his Spirit upon him in that day. Because he had overcome. And when Abraham took his son up on the mountain, he was tried when he offered up his son. But when he overcome, he was blessed. When Job went through his trials and heartaches, after that he overcome, then he was blessed and became exceedingly rich. The Bible said the latter end of him was better than the beginning of him. Solomon said the end of a matter is better than the beginning. And I believe that we're born unto death and to sorrow and heartaches. And then we die unto life, happiness and peace if we're right with God. Praise God. So I really praise God for his wonderful blessings. Now I wonder how many of you have remembered the Lord this week in your efforts. And the things that we made mention of, I trust that you have. A lot of times we wonder why that the ministry of today seeks to cause the people to be constrained to do something for God. But the reason is because they can't get them to do it of a free will, of a free desire. See, if they're not already obligated to do something, Brother Zale, they put it off. But if they're obligated, they won't put it off. And so the ministry has learned that, and men abroad have sought to get them under obligation so that they would stand by God. And that's the way the devil does, Daddy. He knows that if he gets everybody under obligations to bills, well, they'll pay them bills. And so he keeps them obligated. Down in Egypt, he kept them making brick, kept them in a complete turnover down there. For his own work and for the flesh, to keep him from doing anything for God. I don't think times has changed as much as you might think they have. He had them down there laboring for the flesh, and it looks to me like he's got them on the same bondage today. Everybody's got this and that, and the Bible said, my people are greedy dogs that don't never get enough. Never get enough. You give them one thing, they want another thing. You give them another thing, and they want another. They don't never get enough. Is that right? So then we need to consider the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, he that doeth these things shall never fall. Now I know a lot of people wanted to see Brother Junior fall. They was looking forward to it. And the Bible said that a good man falls seven times and gets back up. And not to look on your brother in the day of his calamity, lest God's wrath be turned upon you, that God be grieved. Don't ever rejoice in one sorrow, but help all that you can. And to me, I think the thing that has befell Brother Junior, Sister Jenny, has been the best thing that could happen to him. I really do. I really do. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And I know that a lot of people would like to see me fall. And I know within my flesh I would, and have many times. But in Christ, I'll never do it, so there ain't no need to look for it. If you don't look for it, then you won't be disappointed, because I'm not going to do it in Christ Jesus. Amen. So you might as well look somewhere else. You say, what scripture have you got for that? The Bible said, they that doeth these things shall never fall. I believe what God said about it. Amen. Like I was talking to Brother Grady yesterday, it doesn't matter whether you have a dream about me or what you think about me or what you hope about me, my faith is in the Word to live and die there with Jesus Christ. I appreciate dreams. I appreciate visions. I appreciate prophecies and all that you can tell me. But Paul said, none of these things move me. My faith is in the Word. Faith cometh by the hearing of the Word, not visions and dreams and prophecies. It comes by the hearing of God's Word. And though He tells us all these things in dreams and visions, that He might warn us and help us, that we might stay close to God and that we might keep our faith in God. But let me tell you something. The Word of God is what counts. The Word of God. My faith is in the Word. I've heard dreams ever since I can remember. 20 years I've heard them. I've had them. I've heard visions. I've seen visions. I've heard prophecies. And I have, for maybe 20 years, seen all these things. I've dreamed I was in a casket many years ago, dead, and they was looking on my dead face. 25 years ago or more, I dreamed it. Still going. Somebody said, well, someday you'll be in the casket. Well, maybe I'll be through my work by then. It won't matter. There's dreams that my wife died many, many years ago. But God brought her through it because I put my faith in His Word. You know something? Everything, I'm going through it. Like a man saying a long time ago, I'm not going under because I'm going over. He was fixing to go to the mission fields. And long then, it was pretty dangerous to go. So he just got up and by faith, he said, I'm not going under. And he sang the song, I'm not going under, I'm going over. And I just read the other day where he's, this is many years have passed by, and the same man, I saw a brochure on him the other day. He was getting the group ready to go to the Holy Land, still going over. Done been in all kind of countries, still surviving. But I remember how that inspired my faith. God wants us to believe, as Paul did, that I am persuaded to believe that God is able to keep that which I committed to Him against the great day. Somebody said, aha, but just wait. I'll wait. I'll wait. I'll wait. I'm willing to wait. I've always said the best thing to do is wait and see. Wait and see. Hallelujah. Praise God. My boasting is in Christ, and Paul said all of the boasting is vain. All of the boasting. I want you to read with me from the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, if you've got your Bibles. Don't ever doubt. Jesus said, believe. Don't ever change your faith, no matter what anybody comes and tells you. Don't never change it to doctrines and feelings. The Bible said it's a good thing that the heart be established, not blown about by every wind of doctrine. So be established in the Word. Believe the Word. Give the earnest heed to the Word. Listen at the Word. Keep your faith on the Word. And no matter what anybody tells you, or no matter what comes, no matter what kind of thoughts present themselves to you, always keep your faith in the Word. Amen. You say, but what if I stumble and then somebody comes and tells me that I'm going to fall? The Bible said, happy is he that does not condemn himself over that thing which he allows. If he stumbled when he was doing his best, pay no attention to it. Keep your faith in the mercies of God, in His Word, and go right on. For a good man falls 7 times, he get back up. God said, I'll be with you in your 7th trouble. Chapter 15. Now, Paul said, you fully know my manner of life and my doctrine. and not with cunning device of fables and things that men have said, but I've told you the Word. I preached the Word of God to you. The Bible said preach the Word, and I preached the Word of God to you. And this is what I want to continue to do, is preach the Word. And when my course is finished, well, then that'll be all for me. But until then, I'll preach the Word. I've loved the Word all of my life. It's always delivered me, and it always will deliver me. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, ye are clean through the Word, which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but have chosen you out of this world, or the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Praise God. I think I'll read just a little bit more here in the 16th chapter. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said unto you, at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me whither thou goest, or whither goest thou. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall shew it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Now, it's reading quite a bit of scripture, but I want to talk with you just a little bit concerning the commandments of the Lord Jesus and bearing fruit for God. The Lord has outlined in his word, Dad, that we can have anything that we ask him for. Anything that we ask him for. My gospel to you has always been that we can have anything from God that we ask him for if when we pray we believe that we receive it. We've got to pray, Brother Taylor, and we've got to believe when we pray that we're going to receive the things that God has got for us. If I can't believe when I pray, then I can't have what I want. But if I can believe when I pray, then, my brother and sister, I can have what I want. Most people don't get what they want because they don't believe. A lot of people live such a shadow life until they stay under condemnation all the time. And because they're under condemnation, then they cannot believe. And when they cannot believe, they cannot receive the things that God's got for them. But I tell you, the way I feel about it, I believe God. I believe that I can go boldly before the throne of God in the time of need, that I can receive help. I don't go to God in a half-hearted way when I go to Christ. I go to him and I ask him with all boldness for the thing that I want. I don't go there wondering if I'm good enough to get it or if God thinks enough of me that he'll share it with me. But I go there with the same attitude that the Lord Jesus had. And that attitude is, all things are mine. Hallelujah. Paul said, all things are yours. It doesn't matter what it is, all things are yours. You belong to God. You belong to God, and God has given you all things, and everything belongs to us. But we've got to believe it. This is why the Holy Ghost was sent back into the world, that you and I might have the things that we want. He was sent back into the world that he might take of the Father's and shew it unto you. His purpose, Brother Taylor, in your heart and his job within you is to take the things that God has given to you through the atonement of the Lord Jesus, that you might have the benefit of those things through faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I want something from God, then all I've got to do is go to him, Brother Grady, and praying God will give it to me. Amen. It's up to me to do it. I can go to God and pray and ask God, and God will give it to me. But I can pray all that I want to. I can fast all that I want to. I can visit the sick. I can do all of those things. But I'll never get the things that God has for me until I believe. Until I believe, because it's not by works of righteousness, lest some man could say, I'm a better man than you are. Amen. The Bible said it's not by works of righteousness, lest another man could boast. Like a fellow that come here and preached for us the other night, he was almost bitter at God. He had fasted and prayed and sought God for long periods at the time, and he still didn't get what he wanted from God, and he didn't know
know what to do about it. He was just about bitter. And one day a fellow come along and told him, said, "Brother, said it's by faith in God." Hallelujah. Amen. That you've got to believe these things. If you want God to give them to you, you've got to believe them. And I tell you this morning that the atonement of Jesus is sufficient. Hallelujah. Either God's atonement is sufficient, or either God lied to us. Amen. Because the Word of God tells us here that He will give us whatsoever we ask. He didn't say that we had to do anything but keep His commandments. That's all He told us to do. And He said, "My commandments are not grievous, for My commandments is that ye love one another." He said, "Abide within My love." He said, "And you can have whatsoever you ask." Hallelujah. Praise God. There is nothing that's hid from us. And the gospel that I preach to you from day to day, and from month to month, and from year to year, has been a gospel that told you that you had the benefits of God, that you could enjoy the benefits of God. Not that you're going to get the benefits of God, but brothers and sisters in Christ, you have the benefits of God. Amen. It's not some prolonged thing that's coming out yonder, but it's just as effective this day as it will be in the eternities. It's just as effective this day as it will be in the millennium. It's just as effective right now as it will be. You finish a 30-day fast, it's just as effective right now. You're fasting, you're praying, you're visiting, you're giving. Your consecration has nothing to do with it. It's the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ that gave you the benefits, and it's yours for the believing. If you can believe God, hallelujah. You say, "Brother Pike, then why must I do these things?" I've made the statement that I don't believe a man can live right unless he fasts. I made that statement many years ago back in the Church of God when I was just a little fellow back there. I said, "I don't believe that a man can live a godly life without fasting and without praying to God." And I still believe the same thing today. But my brother, to pray and to fast is for one thing, and that is to make your faith perfect in God. It's not to get the things of God. The things of God are freely given unto you through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Amen. No man has to do anything. The Bible said, "Don't say in your heart, who shall ascend up into heaven to get it for you?" That's foolish. Nobody has to bring it to you. Nobody has to go get it. The Lord Jesus gave it to you. Amen. Don't say in your heart, "We'll have to go down in the deep to bring it up." He said, "For it's nigh unto you, even the faith that's in your heart." Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, "It's nigh unto you, even the faith that's in your heart." My little baby brother and my little baby sister out there that's just old enough to want the sincere milk of the Word, and wondering if you've got to go through a lot of fasting and a lot of praying and a lot of prolonged seasons to get God's blessing. I've got news for you today, and it's glad tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. You don't have to do it. God's got it for you in the atonement. Hallelujah. Praise God. He made provision for you. Whether you're young or whether you're old. Hallelujah. These little children sitting on the bench up here, they're just little bitty fellers. Their mind's not mature like yours, Brother Gonzalez. But I want to ask you a question. Isn't there just as much life flowing through their veins as it is yours? Don't they enjoy life just as rich and full as you do? Amen. Because God gave it to them. Hallelujah. And made it that way. Glory to God. We've got the benefits of Christ, Dad. We can have it without respect to person. Dad's getting old now and his hair's white. That don't mean nothing. Moses was 80 years old, and the powers of God surged through his body. Amen. The Bible said his eyesight hadn't waxed dim, and the natural sources of his body wasn't abated. Hallelujah. He was still like a young man. The Bible said, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you? Hallelujah. I say I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be unto God. You say, what is the joy of God? What is it that pleases God? That you bring forth much fruit, my brother. That you bring forth much fruit. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bring forth much fruit. Hallelujah! Bring forth fruit unto perfection. Hallelujah! God wants you to have what you want. He wants you to have what you want. It's the fullness of the joy of God for you to walk up to a casket and when a dead man's in there to tell him to get out. Hallelujah! And watch him come out. Amen. Somebody said, how do you know God wants him out there? God never wanted him in there to start with. Amen. When he put Adam and Eve in the garden, he didn't intend for nobody to go in a casket to begin with. If you can defy death and pull him out there, God's all for it. Amen. You say, but what if he ain't right with God? You mean I got the power to pull him out of there? You need not to worry. If he didn't die in the faith, there ain't going to be no connection. I said, you might be full of the Holy Ghost, but if he didn't die in faith, there won't be no connection. You don't have to worry about anybody coming out that didn't die in faith. Amen. If he died in faith, he's got a right to come out. Amen. It doesn't matter when he comes out. Glory to God, the power of God is effective right now. The will of God is effective right now. The benefits of God is effective right now. It doesn't matter whether he gets out of the casket today or death or tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got a prolonged teaching that puts everything that God's got in the future. I don't believe in that. Amen. I believe God wants me to have it right now. I believe he wants me to have the blessing of God right now. I believe he wants me to have the fullness of the Spirit right now. The Bible said the world is groaning and it's miserable and it's waiting for the manifestation of some sons of God that's to come. I said, God's got some sons of God. Somebody said, God's got a son of God. I said, God's got some sons of God. Amen. Praise God. God's got some sons of God and the world is waiting for the manifestation of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of God within my bones. The Bible said when Elisha took sick and died and laid down in the grave, that it was like fire shut up in his bones. Hallelujah. And when the dead man hit him, he couldn't stay in the grave. Amen. Glory to God. It's real, Brother Lonnie. It's real. Jesus Christ is a great King. He's worthy of praise. We come before him like he's some imaginary creature, some imaginary person that don't exist. But my dear brother, my dear sister, the Lord Jesus is here in our midst this morning. He said it in his word. Amen. Somebody said, bless God if he's here. Why don't he do this and why don't he do that? You want me to tell you something? Let's change it around and say, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? Amen. Amen. Somebody said, why don't he do this and why don't he do that? I think he'd done all was required of him at Calvary. I said, he'd done everything that was required. You said, I don't believe it. Well, why did he say it's finished? Amen. He would have stayed around here in his fleshly body if he had not finished his ministry. Amen. You say, then what must we do? What must we do? Must we wait till somebody comes? No! He's already come. Amen. He's already come. Who is he? He's the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Truth that came to tell you and to show you the things of God that belong to you. Amen. Where is he at? Not up in the heavens to get him down. Not in the earth to get him up. Not over in South Texas or North Vietnam. Not over in Russia somewhere. But he's within your heart, my brother. Have you been born again? Then you are a son of God. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm a son of God, Brother Pike, but I'm just a little old bitty son of God. I never have read in the Bible where there was any little old bitty sons of God. Amen. At the age of 12 years old, the Bible said Jesus amazed the wise men. Amen. I never have read where there was any little bitty sons of God. I never read where there's great big sons of God. The Bible just said sons of God. Sons of God. Amen. That little baby back there is just as much a man as it'll ever be, except for maturity, that's all. Amen. It's a boy. It's a male. It was born that way. Amen. Just give it a little time and it'll be a man. Amen. Praise God, but it's preordained that if he doesn't die, then he'll reach the stature of a man. Hallelujah. The same way with a girl. Amen. Praise God. God's will is that you bring forth much fruit. I hate these evil dreams. I hate these evil visions. I hate these evil testimonies and prophecies that belittle one man and lift up another man, or belittle one body of people and lift up another body. Amen. They're evil dreams and filthy dreamers. Amen. But I love the dreams that is harmonious with God's Word. Amen. By the Word ye shall know them. By the Word ye shall try them. Amen. For God's Word is written in your behalf, my little brother, my little sister. It's written in your behalf. Hallelujah. The Word of God is written to encourage you and to lift you up and to strengthen you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now then, a lot of times I warn you. You say, Brother Pikey, it's wrote for that purpose. Why is it that you warn us like you do? I warn you, not you that stumble, not you that falter, not you that try to do your best, but you that are hypocritical, you that are rebellious, you that are willfully stubborn and won't listen to God's word and God's ministry and won't listen to what God's trying to speak to you. I warn you that the wrath of God will come upon you for these things. That's what I warn you for. But you that are trying to do your best sincerely, not hypocritically, not trying to convince somebody of something that you in your heart's not convinced of yourself, but the thing that's real, the thing that's rich, hallelujah, glory to God, this is the people of God. This is the people of God. Them that love God from their heart, them that love God from their spirit, them that love God with all their strength and mind and body and soul, hallelujah. That's God's people. That's God's people. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you this morning in the things of God, you that are trying to serve God, and you double-minded that cause trouble and conflict, you filthy-minded that find fault with everything and everybody and every plan that God sets up, I want to warn you in Jesus' name this morning that the wrath of God's going to burn your fields. Amen. Praise God. This is a real, genuine church of the living God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is in us. The Holy Ghost is in us. Yes, I don't believe it. The Bible said, can your unbelief make the faith of God of none effect? I said, because you don't believe I got the Holy Ghost, you think that changes the situation? I still got Him. Hallelujah. Somebody said, how do you know you got Him? The song said, I know that God is real because I can feel Him down inside of my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You say, what does God want us to do? Be little brothers and sit around and not do nothing? And God's just got two or three or four or five, and these going to be special, you know, and these are going to be special, and the others just going to sit and wither and dry up. My brother and sister, that's not what God's telling you. That's not what the ministry preaches to you. The ministry preaches the Word of God to you. And the Word says, my Father wants you to bring forth much fruit. Herein is He glorified. I said, this is what glorifies Him, when He sees fruit. Somebody said, well, you mean the fruits of the Spirit. I certainly do. I said, somebody said, well, that's joy, peace, and righteousness. I'm talking about miracles. Bless your little heart, I'm talking about miracles too. He said, your fruit remaineth, that whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it for you. That's the kind of fruits He's talking about bringing forth. Amen. It is my Father's good pleasure that these signs follow them that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Amen. They'll take up serpents. They won't harm them. They'll walk on them. And the Bible said that if they drank any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. I know that's naturally. I realize that we have the natural benefits. But there's some spiritual serpents too. Amen. There's some spiritual poison too. But I thank God for one thing, it don't overthrow the man of God. Amen. He can sit and drink it right down and it don't have no effect on him. Paul said, I can go over to the temple of the idol and I can sit there and I can eat bread with them and I'll eat as unto God and they can eat as unto devils. Won't bother me a bit. Jesus sat down with the Pharisees and the publicans. He ate his meal and enjoyed it in the biggest kind of way. Amen. They eat as unto devils and he eat as unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think it's something to get excited about. Praise God. Somebody said, why are you getting all worked up? Because I think it's something to get excited about. Praise God. It's kept me through the years. When I was hungry and my babies was hungry, it fed me. When I was stranded, it took care of me. When my heart was full of fear and frustration, God brought me out of it. When it looked like the doorpost in my room wouldn't stand still, God stood beside me. Hallelujah. I've been tormented. I've been wretched. I've been naked. I've been blind. I've been through all of these things. But today I'm whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not blind. I'm not wretched. I'm not naked today because the grace of God cleansed and purged and purified my heart and my mind. Glory to God. It's a benefit. It's a benefit. The fruits of the Lord. Herein are you, my disciples. Glory to God that you bring forth much fruit. Hallelujah. Don't this just ball you all up every which way. You say, I thought I had it all figured out, but you didn't, did you? Amen. Somebody said, I thought I had it all patterned out. I had me a little doctrine, and I thought that was the way it was. But I got news for you, my brother and sister. This is the way it is. I said, this is the way it is. And other foundations, hallelujah, can no man lay but this one. That's why I preach as bold as I do. That's why I stand on it. That's why I eat it. In my sleep, I wake up thinking about it. Amen. I eat of his flesh, in other words. Hallelujah. And drink of his blood. Why? Why? Because other foundations ain't nobody going to lay. I said, there ain't going to be no more. Nowhere by nobody. Other foundations won't be laid. This is it. Glory to God, this is it. Brother John, as long as I'm on this, ain't nobody going to move me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. A few days ago, a brother acted up. Went off. Went off somewhere. He didn't do right about it. Amen. He went off and Brother John come and mentioned it to me. I said, John, the things that you say is on the word. Is that right, Brother John? I said, he'll have to come right back to you. I said, watch and see if he don't, because it's the word. Did he come back to you, brother? Amen. Why? You say, I got a sure word of prophecy. I said, I got a sure word of prophecy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, I got a sure word. I got a sure word, Brother Jimmy. Not some make-believe, Brother Atlee, but a sure word. A sure word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a sure word. Praise God. He said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Somebody said, but I'm so afraid I'll blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I'm just a nervous wreck. I'm just so afraid. Thoughts fill my mind. Thoughts fill my spirit. I've had all of that. I said, I've been down the same trail many times, months, days, years. There ain't nothing of that. Amen. God's got a plan that can keep you, my brother. If God's plan was that feeble, if God's plan was that loose, then we'd have room to be worried. But I got a sure word of prophecy. Let me tell you something. Somebody said, but Brother Point, it says one word spoken against the Holy Ghost won't ever be forgiven. I know that. I know that. I said, I know that. Somebody said, that's what makes me so nervous. That's what makes me so nervous. It used to make me the same way. I said, it used to make me the same way, but you get to where you can laugh at it after a while. Amen. I said, you get where you can laugh at it after a while. When the evil spirits of adultery and fornication and lust and cheat and murder, all these things come, you get real nervous. But after a while, you get where you can laugh at them. I said, you get where you can laugh at them. Why? Because of a sure word of prophecy. Hallelujah. With faith in God's word. Amen. To waver and to twist and to let your heart be troubled. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Don't let it be troubled. Somebody said, I'm waiting for him to stop it. He said, for you to do it. You to do it. Amen. Glory to God, you heal the sick. Amen. A sure word of prophecy. What is it? You say, well, if I speak one word against the Holy Ghost, Brother Pike, I'm a goner. I'm a goner. I know that. I know that's the Bible. Can't be altered, can't be changed. But the Bible said line upon line and precept upon precept. You say, what is it, Brother Pye? What is it? The Bible said, he that's born of God can't speak against the Holy Ghost. I said, he said, he that's born of God can't sin. Glory to God, because the seed of God remaineth in him. He can't see it. He's born of God. Amen. Amen. You say, I'll tear it apart. I want you to do it. Bless your heart. You just come up here with your doctrines and ideas and tear it all apart. But I tell you, before you come, it's a sure word of prophecy. Amen. Amen. Somebody said one time, about to have war back there. About to have war. Coming against a great man back there. In that day, the queen said that she feared the man's powers of that day more than she did the alien powers. The queen said, I can take my armies and defeat the armies of the alien powers. But said, that man that prays over yonder said, I can't defeat him. Amen. Praise God, the old king was going to beat on the people of God. The man stood up with a testimony and said, be it known unto you, O king. Said, the great anvil has worn out many a hammer. Glory to God, and it's still there. He said, this great anvil has worn out many a hammer. You can beat on it if you want to, but someday the hammer's going to wear out and the anvil's still going to be there. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible said, why did the people rage and imagine vain things? They were gathered together against the Christ of God. That's why they come together. It's not against you, but the Bible said they do it unto the least of you, my brethren. They do it unto me. It's the body of Christ, the saints judging the world. Amen. That's what it is, a sure word of prophecy from God, my brother, my sister. When the Holy Ghost comes, whom the world cannot receive because they see him not. The Bible said, you'll know him, he'll be in you. Amen. He'll reprove the world of sin. He'll reprove the world of sin. Amen. He'll reprove the world of sin. You say, how can he do it? Because they know to do good and won't do it. They know to do good and won't do it. Hallelujah. Listen, did you know that we are predestined for heaven and ain't nothing can change that? I said, did you know that we're predestined for heaven and ain't nothing can change that? Amen. Somebody said, now, Brother Pike, if God looked down from the beginning of the world and he looked down and predestinated us, well, what part of us and left the other part, then he'd be unjust. My brother, my sister, he would be unjust. If he looked down and separated one group of people from another and just saved them because he wanted to save them, he would be unjust when he created all of them. Amen. You say, but it was our attitude, Brother Pike. Our attitude, that we had a better attitude. My brother, if you'd have looked down and saw me when I was out and seeing, I didn't have no better attitude than nobody else, and you didn't either. I said, your attitude was just the same as theirs. He didn't save you on your attitude when he was all mixed and mingled up out there in the slop hole of the world. He didn't do that. You said, how did he save me? When the gospel was presented to you, God by foreknowledge saw the day when you'd be confronted with the words of truth. And then he judged you according to your attitude, my brother. By foreknowledge he judged you according to the attitude you'd have when the word of God confronted you. And that's why he saved you by foreknowledge. That's why he predestinated you. That's why it's not unjust. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. The Bible said, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward you folks. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. The shepherd said, a Savior is this day born unto this people. Amen to God. He said, glory to God in the highest. He said, peace on earth. Amen. And he said, goodwill toward men from God. Amen. Somebody said, I wonder what he thinks about me. Through Jesus Christ the Lord, he's got a goodwill toward you. He's got a good feeling toward you. He said, you think that I'm all upset at you and angry at you? He said, I know my thoughts toward you, that they're good to you for peace. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, not through something we've done, but through Jesus Christ. You say, but Brother Pike, I felt so heavy. I felt like he didn't love me. I felt like he wasn't with me. But I got glad tidings of great joy. They said, we bring you glad tidings of great joy. There's peace on earth, my brother, and goodwill toward you. Jesus is for you. You say, but I stumble. A good man will go down seven times. He'll get back up. Amen. God shall help you in your seventh trouble. Don't feel bad. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus said, you can do it. Oh, hallelujah. What a privilege, what a privilege, what a privilege. With death standing at the doorway, with death on the highways and death in the airways and we've got the power to believe. The privilege, hallelujah. Glory to God to believe. What a wonderful thing. Stand with me if you will. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. How many wants to do what he tells you? Be called a friend like Abraham was. Amen. Old faithful Abraham. Glory to God. When the angels talked about Abraham, I can just hear him saying, hey, Michael, there's old faithful Abraham. Glory to God, Brother Grady, like the tick of a clock. There's old faithful Abraham. Sometimes your mission might not be nothing but to go to church. But when the door is open and you're there and you're there on time, the angel says, old faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. If it's to fast, if it's to pray, if it's to preach, whatever it is, if it's to teach, if it's to exhort my brother, if it's to give, there's old faithful Abraham. For ye shall be called the seed of Abraham, a reproduction of Abraham. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing the little song, Closer Than a Brother, and really think about the meaning of it. A brother can be close to you, but Jesus said the Spirit of Truth would be in you. Amen. He would be in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Taylor sings a song, I thought about a world of fame, or a life of fame, of worldly riches and pretty things. But he said, now I want to leave this world behind. I thought it over. I thought it over. I've seen the pretty houses. I've seen the pretty cars. I've seen the fame, the popularity. I thought it over. Amen. And I changed my mind. I changed my mind. Glory to God. I changed my mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing Closer Than a Brother. He's closer than a brother. My Jesus is too.